WHM N0 TR.
For TR, M4 WHM.
Just thought of something, anytime I can help you, which I'm not the greatest operator in the world, but on that sideband net up there, if you use that noise blanker, let me turn the light on. I just come downstairs. Up there on the right-hand side says level noise blanker. And if you'll listen. And that's noise reduction 1 and 2. And if you hold it in, you can set the level of that noise reduction that you want, Bill. Like on that noise reduction 2 right now, I got it set on 16. And it makes all the difference in the world.
I had actually, I found it and played with it and realized it made a little difference, but I didn't know you could set it, so that's good to know.
Yeah, just lay your finger on it and leave it on there, and it'll pop up, and then you reach over there to the lighted dial. It's a multi-stroke channel, and you and I got it set pretty high on that, but when the guy's talking, let's see. That's with it and without it. There wasn't any voice at the time, but you can tell there's a big difference.
Are you listening on 20 or 40 meter?
That's on 20, 14, 325.
7268, I believe, as well. And that was coming in a little better a little bit ago than the 14,325.
That'd be lower side band. And I don't hear nothing right there right now. Is anybody talking on her?
Let me get the radio turned back over to that station. Hang on just a second.
It's a little early in the evening for 40 meters. 20 should be better.
Anything on there right now, Tom? The on the 7.268, the over on the 14.325, there's some traffic.
I just turned back over there and let me turn this noise reduction off a little bit. I'll try the super loop. Okay, the super loop seems to. Now I'm gonna turn that noise reduction down. Well, still a little muffled with that noise reduction on there, because I got it turned up so high. But you can make it out. You want to try setting that now?
Yeah, it's, noise reduction 2 is set at 20 right now.
Yeah, that's a max. And I think it gets a little mushy, kind of like when people talk too close to the mic. So if you just start moving it down to it clarifies some there, might be all right. And without looking at the book, I can't tell you the difference between that and noise reduction 1. Or that's noise blanker on the other one, excuse me. I got the noise blanker 1. Let's see what I got it set on. Yeah, I got it set on 6 on that noise blanker 1, Bill. Don't know if that's right or not, but you can just tinker with it and find out.
Yeah, I've got the noise blanker set on here. So, but yeah, I'll tinker around with it and see what I can come up with.
And then when you get where you're doing split frequencies, like somebody's talking on 14,300 and they'll be listening at 14,300 and they'll be transmitting, let's say, at 14,325. There's some little tricks there that help you to find where that split's at, Bill, whenever you start operating it more. I'll show you how to do that, so.
Well, that helps a lot. And turning that down definitely helped the quality. Hopefully they'll get to talking more here in a few minutes, and I'll dial it on in.
Just happened to think of it. I didn't know if you'd be there or not. We just polished off a beautiful hamburger and some curly fries and some baked beans for... Oh, Bertie said it was an easier dinner, but it sure takes a lot of coordination to get it all there at the same time and hot in a big glass of milk. But yeah, as I remember some of these, you know, mine's been set for so long, and fortunately, all yours was set in there too. You didn't have to mess with it, but you can go back and alter it, of course. And I think on the transmit, I got the processor in, and it shows me. And the AGC is showing there. And a lot of times, if you don't run the preamp, yeah, it'll be less noisy. Mine's showing the preamp right now, so I could probably quiet that down more by shutting that I shut the preamp off. If you got a good, strong signal, you don't need that preamp on.
Yeah, I got the preamp off.
It's good for weak signals, but as with any preamp, it not only amplifies the given signal, it amplifies other things that you don't want to hear, of course.
Amplification, it just makes everything louder, noise and what you want to hear.
Well, the guys that really know the technical end of it are like Bill and different ones. Yeah, now they're coming back in there. I used to hear guys get on there that were audio engineers in the old days, and they would sit there and they had these exotic systems set up on their HF radios for audio, and they'd sit there and tweak those things for hours and argue back and forth. I'm not that dedicated, but in reality, with a single sideband signal, you're going to be able to do just so much, and that's it.
Like I said, there's people that have the patience and the ability to do some of that tuning, but I'm not one of them. I'll admit, I like to tune it in, punch a couple of buttons, and see if I can hear it. If I can't, usually move on. This I've sort of tinkered with, but because I want to hear it. So, but once I get to where I'm talking, I'm sure it'll become more important.
You are. Well, see, I'm interested in, but I like to see it on TV, and there ain't no news on until 6 o'clock on our TV, put it that way. I did go over there and look at the internet at some of it, and it's not too much information there yet that I've seen, but I'm sure if you could get to Fox or somebody that's got people down there, you probably could find out more.
Yeah, I agree. The Fox and the Weather Channel seem to have the most people on site. I think the Weather Channel's got like 12 or 15 people in the region. Most all the majors do. And, but yeah, it'll by 6 o'clock, there should be some decent news coming out. It'll have been on shore for right at 6 hours at that point.
I'm glad it's going further west and not as going to be as bad as Fred was here. We had some pretty torrential rains and 3 inches or so of rain, 3.5 inches, I think. Well, I went outside there a while ago and turned the propane on for the outside grill. I'm telling you, it's sickening out there. This weather station says 93 at 45% humidity, and so 97 is the heat index. But I don't know if that car part makes it hotter or not. I would assume it does. But I can assure you it is hot.
This, humidity is only 57%, so it only feels like 95, so it says.
Our neighbor's got a swimming pool. In the last 2 days, they haven't even been out in a swimming pool. Usually on the weekend, man, they're out there in it. But I know Tim, he went out and mowed grass yesterday afternoon. I went over there later and took him some onion rings and fried zucchini. And he was over there laying in the chair, and he says, man, Tom, he said, I got too hot. I said, well, you know, what you sow, so shall you reap. I said, you went out there in it. I tried to tell him, but I took him a Michelob Light and some homemade ham salad that Bernice had made. Took that out to him, and he was pretty happy about that, but still in all, he went right back out there and finished. Our grass is tall, but it's going to have to stay that way till it gets a little cooler.
I wouldn't get out there in this heat. Not right now. End up with a heat stroke.
Said this morning on that hurricane bill, and it said it was within 2 mile an hour being a Cat 5.
Teetering right on the edge of being a Cat 5, but it says landfall was at 11:55 Central Time, and it's still pumping in the heavy winds.
It's got to be horrible down there. Well, leastwise, I think this time more people heated it and got the heck out of Dodge.
So, if you look at the power outage estimates and wind damage estimates, the whole state of Mississippi is covered. I don't know how you respond to an entire state.
I went down there that one time to visit my brother on that ship at Pascagoula, and I'm telling you, there were a lot of poor people down there. I'd never been around any place like that, living in Kansas, you know, and it was bad. So that's going to make it hurt all the worse.
It will. Yes, it will. But well, we just got through eating a few minutes ago. We had some homemade hot dogs and chili. Made some homemade chili, kind of like you get when you go to, well, I call it my South Carolina chili. The exact, it was my Uncle Pete's recipe from Honey Pass, South Carolina. And it's good chili for a hot dog.
What recipe the last time, and it really hit the spot, and it's kind of hard. There's a difference in chilies for the hot dogs. I don't like the ones at Quick Trip. It's kind of like a gooey mess. And she got the recipe right this last time. Well, my neighbor, you talk about Pete. He loves that Texas Pete on everything.
I like it too. I keep a big bottle of it ready at all times. And, the chili I make is kind of like chili you get at like Skin's hot dogs or something like that. It's a real fine chili, lots of powdered spices in it.
I didn't mind Skin's hot dogs, but Bernice didn't care for them. And I like the ones up here at the place I call the Weenie Shop up there at the old place where the road splits up just north of our place on 101. and you can get them there with everything on them, and by God, I think they're pretty good. I don't know price-wise. I don't pay no attention to that. I just get what I want and go on. But she didn't seem to think that they were overwhelmingly good on the prices. But I, you know, she was raised on the farm bill, and you're not going to change her.
Imagine if she hadn't changed by now. She's not going to, Tom. I think she's set in her ways. Maybe like somebody else I'm talking to.
Dad, I heard you talking shit. I know I'm not that type of guy. Well, what do you think the scenario is for the gas prices? I thought I heard something earlier where one of those oil rigs broke loose, a high-pressure gas line. Of course, they got blowout protectors. But I got gas at Walmart today for $2.65. But most of the places on the way down there were like $2.85. I need to go fill up the truck and check my lawnmower gas. I better do that pretty quick.
Imagine the gas prices are going to go up at least for a week, 10 days. So if you need gas, I believe I might hop to it, beat the crowd after dinner.
Yeah, it's not for the price. It's just for, we don't go that much, so I keep the tanks topped off. And I buy that non-alcohol stuff for the lawnmowers, you know.
Yeah, the non-ethanol stuff is, that's a whole lot better for the little engines. And better for all of them, but especially better for your lawnmower and weed eaters and blowers and things like that.
Well, that's what I run in them, and Tim advised me of that a long time ago. It's expensive, but on regular old gas for the cars and the trucks, I don't pay attention. I don't care. If it's more convenience to stop in here at Willis's at the little convenience store, I just stop and get it. If I'm down by Walmart there in Taylor's, I get it. Because we're usually in Aldi's right across the street, and it is cheaper. But that's not my reasoning. But nobody else has that non-ethanol stuff around here but Willis's on 101. Even the Willis over on 14, which is, if you could shoot an arrow straight across to the east, they don't have it. But it's better on them. We got all electric on the weed blowers and stuff like that now. I bought Greenworks, and they're real good. They're 60 volt. And I bought one that was 80 volt, and I keep it out in a tin barn. But you know, you wouldn't notice it, but I do. It's a little heavier. And that hurts my shoulder and hurts my back. But, man, those are good blowers. I'm telling you, Marnicia's got her weed eater now that's that way. And I give that four-cycle one to my neighbor's son-in-law. He just tickled death with that. It was heavy.
Watching the Weather Channel while we're talking, Tom, and the weatherman, of course, is out there in the middle of the street, and it looks like I'm about to blow him down, and a vehicle rolls by with a Domino's pizza delivery on top of it. I'm sure they wasn't delivering, but they just drove by, and then they panned to follow it, and there's people standing outside on the other side of the street, so you can't believe everything you see.
I better let you go, buddy. Good to hear you again. And if I can think of anything else there's a lot of ways you can tailor those things on that 590. It's a terrific radio. It really is. And I don't mess with the Knox filters and that stuff very much, but you certainly can. a close by station or something. You can cut them out. And I'll tell you what, going from that TS-140, which was a wonderful radio, to that 590 was like night to day. So I really, unless something happens to this one, I have no intentions of changing. This one works just fine for this old dog.
I learned about this one, the more I like it. So, fellow I got it from recommended it highly, so I'm tending to agree with him.
Guy's got about $3,000 to get one with dual receivers on it. And you really don't need that. You can run split and all on this one just as easy. Well, I won't say just as easy, but there's nothing to it. And I can be over there and run split on CW within, 30 seconds probably. But I don't need, I'm not that, I guess that much of an aggressive person on the DXing that I need to watch 20 meters and 40 at the same time or whatever. I guess now watching these bands here might be all right. But usually, when one band fades out, the other band comes in. And this evening, I'm sure that 40 meters will be better than 20 meters is. And then the other secret is work the gray lines of a morning or of an evening, Bill, and that's you'll see signals that'll come up 10 times as strong for a little while towards the gray line, if you know what I'm talking about.
I do. Learned about that a couple of 3 weeks ago. I'd never heard of it before, but I know what it is now. It got me a website that tells me where it's at and when it's coming.
It's a definite advantage. You'll be sitting here of an evening, you won't be hearing much, and if you watch QRZ at the same time or DX Summit or whatever one you like, all at once you see the Philippines jump in and stuff like that near the gray line, and you can work them. And now, with sunspots being what they are, it's going to be a little while yet, so don't get discouraged, but that happens a lot. And like N4IQ told me one time, he says, "Tom, there's not just a gray line of an evening, there's a gray line of a morning." I said, "Not for retarded people."
People that have to get up way too early. I'm usually gone before that occurs.
Yeah, Bill gets up real early. And then there's the guys that like 160. Well, that's a winter band. But they'll stay up. I asked Ariel one time in Y4G, I said, "How did you ever work DXCC on 160? He said, a lot of sleepless nights, Tom. And they'll stay up all night long just trying to work DX on 160. I'm sorry. I ain't doing that. I like staying up late, but I'm not staying up that long. It's not good for you. It really ain't. I mean, you can go to extremes, and we all get the bug. But now if you do that one night or something when you know a station you're going to be there, I can understand that. But I sure wouldn't do it as a regular routine. Bill, I'll let you go. Pleasure's all mine, sir, and I'll catch you down the line. N4WHM, N0TR. See you later, Bill."
Thanks for the information, and appreciate the tips on the radio. You don't know how much. And you and Bernice have a great evening. We'll talk to you down the line. This is N4WHM. I'll be clear.